Okay, that's recording. So your dad, what age was he when he got crippled?
He was 16.
Oh, that's tender.
And they were trying to get a horse into the barn. And that was a big old... it had probably six stalls on the bottom. And that's where you put the horses in there to feed them. And down at one end is where we milked the cows. And they were trying to put this horse into the stall, and he didn't want to go, and he tried to jump over Daddy. And one of his feet, probably his front feet, came down on, hit him on top of the head, drove his neck down, and he was unconscious for 3 days.
Wow.
Well, I don't think they had any hospitals back then. So, anyway, that was part of his entire life after that.
Yeah.
And the other side of that is probably when my granddad joined the Masons.
Really? After that?
After or before. And that's when that started. And when I heard that the Masons were a cult, and as I've reflected over the years, that was Daddy and him being partially paralyzed. And one of his schoolmates told me over coffee one morning, says, "Buddy, your dad was the best athlete in Albany, Texas." And his physical condition went downhill from that time on. And the time he graduated, it was you know, the shakiness and
yeah.
the fingers stiffened up, not being able to use them real well. And said it was just so sad. But his competitive spirit never left. And he still participated in sports. His right arm was... It was stout. That's why he liked to pitch softball. And so me growing up, I remember Daddy, when I was young, pitching out there at the Fort Griffin General Merchandise, the north wall. Man, he'd slam those things in there. And he'd been a kid all of his life. He liked to play games. He liked to do that better than work. Now, he did work. He worked hard. But he did like to play the games. It didn't make any difference what it was.
So I remember playing dominoes.
Dominoes, 42.
Checkers.
He never did do chess. And he never did do the cards. Because he'd have trouble holding the cards.
Huh.
But anyway, that was Daddy's early life. And then I got to thinking about whenever they was breaking down James Robinson's thing, they had a guy down there that was teaching on the occult. And the day that he was doing that, the day that they were teaching on that, would you believe that one of my cousins, of M.E. Fincher, his adopted daughter, because Louise couldn't have any children, in Dallas they were doing exploratory surgery on her, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her. And that happens quite often in the demonic realm, where it's done by spirit, and they don't have much way to determine the spirits when they get in there. And also, that was Sharon, and had a mic that, anyway, his life just was kind of a, he was in love with a girl, and I think she dumped him. And he just never got over that, so he married a lady race car driver.
Now, who's this?
That's Mike.
Melbourne's
boy.
Okay.
And he married her, and I never did meet her, but I don't, all I know is that, as far as I know, he didn't ever serve the Lord. He could have, but I wasn't ever around him, but never heard of anything like that happening. And
so,
Mike, his wife, Leitris, left him with a 9-year-old boy named Randall. And that Randall, as far as not, never had a mother. And Mike got married a couple of times. The last one was a godly woman.
And who was that?
I had their names there. Gussie.
Gussie.
And mother knew either her or her family. And she was a godly woman. She was a nurse. And Uncle Mike was, he was getting the 8 Mile place. That was going to be his inheritance. And it had a pretty nice house on it at the time. And we'd been in a drought for many years, in the 50s. And he had a hay crop and put up over 2,000 bales of hay. And they had them stacked out of there. And so he got all that stuff. He kept working till he got all that stuff in the hay lot there. And then he had his surgery. And something happened. He never recovered from the surgery.
Now, this is Mike Fincher. Pick and Steele's son?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he expired probably in his 49 or 50, something like that. He was quite young to go. And so then we go on to the girls. That was Adele Tucker. She married Charles Tucker, who was a Presbyterian pastor. And as far as I know, they didn't get much of the curse. And the Showalters lived down in Florida most of their lives. And they had a daughter that never got married. She's lived in Washington, D.C. And her name's Ann Showalter.
We're friends on Facebook.
Huh?
We're friends on Facebook.
Oh, are you? She's still a Democrat?
Yeah. Let me stop this, make sure to read the recording.